Let's turn to God's word this morning. Austin already introduced the subject for today, which is the person Jacob. So let's turn in our Bibles to Genesis chapter 25. Genesis chapter 25. We've been going through the key people in the Old Testament. And we looked at Abraham, the father of faith. We looked at Isaac, and now we're going to Jacob. You know, it's important for us to know who these people are and what their lives were like, because they are our spiritual ancestors. Okay, so just to refresh ourselves, in Genesis chapter 12, God appears to Abraham. And in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, God says to Abraham, "Leave your country, leave your father's house, and go to the land I will show you." And he says, "And I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed." Amazing, amazing blessings. And Abraham heard God and he followed God. Okay, that's a key for us today. We've got to make sure that we are hearing the voice of God each day. What is God saying for today? And then obeying that. And he did it. And it wasn't all rosy. As we looked at the life of Abraham, it was a walk of faith. He was 75 years old when God called him. And then God continued to meet with him and he said, "Listen, your descendants will be as many as the sand on the seashore and the stars in the sky." Wow. He was saying innumerable descendants. How many children did Abraham have? At that time, none. Zero. What else? You know, I don't know any other language, but it's nothing. But Abraham believed God. And the Bible says, is God credited to him as righteousness. Because, not because of anything he did, because he just said, "God, I believe you, I trust you." And then in time, we hear how Abraham got this, you know, when Abraham was 100 years old, Sarah was 90 and past the age of childbearing, finally, they had one child, Isaac. Wow. One child. You know? And so here we see how God was working through Abraham. He called him and he says, "I'm going to bless all the families of the earth through Abraham." And really what he means is it's Abraham and his descendants, his children. Now it wasn't all his children, because Abraham had many other children. Okay, but he also had Ishmael. And God says it's through Isaac that the nations of the earth will be blessed. And we'll see the importance of this. And then we moved on from Isaac, and we saw that Isaac had two children as well. Okay? And we'll come, and that's where our story begins this morning. And turn to Genesis chapter 25. And let's look at verse 19. "These are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham fathered Isaac. And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel, the Aramean of Padan Aram, the sister of Laban, the Aramean, to be his wife." Now we think, here is Isaac. Okay, he's, you know, Abraham took great pains to make sure Isaac married the right person. There's a lesson for us in that. It's very important who we get married to. If you are a follower of Jesus this morning, you have no option. You've got to marry another follower of Jesus. Very clear. Okay? And Abraham sent a servant to Padan Aram to get a wife for Isaac. Okay. And then see what happens. "And Isaac prayed to the Lord for his wife because she was barren." Okay. And here we see that even though Abraham is in the promises of God, called by God, heard the voice of God, Isaac the same thing, promises of God given to him, but it's not a rosy life. There are challenges that will challenge our faith and help us persevere and hold on to what God has said rather than looking at what's happening on the ground. Okay? So Isaac had received the promise. Nations will be blessed through you. The earth will be blessed through you. One problem, no children. Okay? But it's not that we say, Lord, what do? You do something. And Isaac prayed to the Lord for his wife. Isaac interceded because she was barren. And the Lord granted his prayer, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. Now, you know, this is just two verses. In the same verse, he prayed, she conceived. You know what's the time gap between those two? It's 20 years. You know, so often we can read this. Isaac prayed, she conceived. Faster than 9 months it happened. No, it's 20 years. It's 20 years, that one verse. Okay? So we can be encouraged in this. You know, today, this morning, you're looking for a husband. Maybe you're not looking for a child. Looking for a husband or a wife or a job or something. You know, and really what God would say is you persevere in prayer in the purposes of God. In due time, it will happen. Okay, now, I'm sure Rebekah must have been very, very happy. Wow, finally, after 20 years, I'm pregnant. Great. But as ladies would identify with that, all may not have been rosy again. Because this is what happened. The children struggled together within her. So there was some kind of problem going on. It wasn't a normal pregnancy, you know. There was something happening. And really what had happened was she had twins in her womb. But somehow, twins is fine, but there was great problem. It's struggling happening. And she said, if it is thus, why is this happening to me? I'm sure you ladies must have asked that question. Why am I having this morning sickness? Why is all this happening? Why is it that I can't eat anything? Why is it that I can't sleep? You know? So she inquired of the Lord. And the Lord said to her, two nations are in your womb, and two peoples from within you shall be divided. The one shall be stronger than the other, the older shall serve the younger. All right? Now, we'll look at this verse. This is an amazing, amazing verse. Before the children were born, before they had done anything good or bad, before they were even named, God's prophetic word about the children is this. The older will serve the younger. The family line and the blessing that came from Abraham, went to Isaac, would now pass not through the older child, but through the younger one. Okay. Verse 24. When her days to give birth were completed, behold, there were twins in her womb. The first came out red, all his body like a hairy cloak. So they called his name Esau, which sounds like red. Afterwards, his brother came out with his hand holding Esau's heel. So his name was called Jacob. Okay? And Isaac was 60 years old when she bore them. Okay? Jacob means he takes by the heel or he cheats. That's what it is. And so this is the amazing birth of Jacob. Let's pray this morning. Lord, we thank you so much that we are here this morning to hear your word. Lord, we thank you that the word is there in our own language to study and listen to it. Lord, I ask for your great anointing upon me as I proclaim your truth this morning. Open our eyes, our ears, and our hearts and our spirits to receive your word, that it may bear fruit in our lives and transform us and give life where there's no life. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. Okay, so here we see the amazing birth of Jacob. Okay, now, you know, before the twins were born, God decides to choose one and not the other. Isn't that amazing? Before they had done anything good or bad, before he had even seen them, he says, and we look at that in two other places. Okay, now, I want you to think about it for a moment. Have you ever said this to God? God, you don't love me. Be honest with yourselves. Sometimes when something bad happens in our lives, we may say, Lord, why did you let this happen to me? Do you really love me? You know, why did you let this happen to me? And sometimes we can do that. Ask yourself this question. Does God love you? Why do you say He loves you? Think about it. Okay, turn with me to Malachi chapter 1. And we'll see where Malachi talks about Isaac, Esau and Jacob in Malachi chapter 1. That's the last book of the Old Testament. Just before Matthew. And in chapter 1, God is speaking to the people. And in verse 2, God says, I have loved you, says the Lord. But you say, how have you loved us? This is the people of Israel asking God, how have you loved us? We have got all these problems. Yet, he says, is not Esau Jacob's brother, declares the Lord. Yet I have loved Jacob, but Esau I have hated. Okay? And so God is saying, the way I have loved you is that I have chosen you above all the other people on the earth. The very fact that you are sitting here this morning is a demonstration that God has loved you and He has chosen you. And so we see here that before the twins were born, God chose Jacob and He rejected Esau. Not because of anything good they had done. Because if you look at their lives, we'll see that Esau was deceitful. He was a schemer. He lied. He cheated. He did all kinds of things. He said, Lord, why did you choose him? Definitely not because of his character. Okay? And here what God is showing, it is just his amazing grace in choosing people. Okay? And we look at Esau's life. Okay. So, right at the beginning of his birth, there's a prophetic word. The promises are coming to you, Jacob. Okay. Look at verse 29. Once when Jacob was cooking stew, it's really a dal, it is lentils, okay? We are familiar with dal. Esau came in from the field and he was exhausted. Okay, just the previous verses, look at verse 27. When the boys grew up, Esau was a skillful hunter, a man of the field, while Jacob was a quiet man dwelling in tents. Very different. Twins, they didn't look the same. They were not identical twins. And they had very different likes and dislikes. Isaac loved Esau because he ate of his game. But Rebekah loved Jacob. So we see a little dysfunctional family there. Okay, the father loved the son. Why did he love the son? Because he could give him good food to eat. He used to go hunting, hunt something. And that's why, that's what it says there. Okay, but Rebekah loved Jacob. So that was the first issue in the family. One day, when Jacob was cooking stew, Esau came in from the field and he was exhausted. And Esau said to Jacob, let me eat some of that red stew for I am exhausted. Jacob said, sell me your birthright now. Huh, what a tragedy you have there. Imagine your brother comes home tired, hungry, and says, I'm just so thirsty. Give me one glass of water. And he said, okay, I'll give you water, but sell me your birthright. What a terrible guy. You know, you should have just given him the thing. But here he makes this scheming bargain right in the beginning. Okay? And what is verse is Esau's response. He says, I'm about to die. Of what use is a birthright to me? And Jacob said, swear to me now. So he swore to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and lentil stew. And he ate and drank and rose and went his way. And Esau despised his birthright. So we see, this is the second picture of the two boys. Okay, they've grown up now. And we see that what has happened. First of all, what is the birthright? The birthright is the spiritual blessings in those days, and even today, you know, the blessing of the parents was very important. Okay? The Bible says, honor your father and mother so that all may go well with you and you may enjoy long life. That is, it's the first commandment with a blessing. So to all of us this morning, God wants us to honor our father and mother. Okay, why? So that you will be blessed in all that you do. Anyway, so this was the birthright that was going to come, that was rightfully Esau's. But he despised his birthright. He says, spiritual things, I don't care about them. I'm thirsty, I'm hungry, let me do what I feel like doing. Let me have my dal first with bread. And that's what he went for. And Jacob took advantage of Esau, of Esau's weakness. And that's what happened. Okay, let's move on. Now, time goes on, and Jacob and Esau grow older, and Isaac reaches the rich old age of 137. Turn with me to chapter 27. Okay, and it says that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called Esau, his oldest son, and said to him, "My son," he answered, "here I am," he said, "behold, I am old. I do not know the day of my death. Now then, take your weapons, your quiver and your bow, and go out to the field and hunt game for me. And prepare for me the delicious food such as I love, and bring it to me so that I may eat it and my soul may bless you before I die." Okay, so here it is. So Isaac, remember, who did he love? Esau. Okay? And he says, suddenly he felt, I'm going to die. He couldn't see very well. He was 137. The fact of the matter is, he lived to be 180. He lived another, whatever, 33 years longer. So I don't know how he felt he was going to die. But whatever he did, he decided he wanted to give his bless Esau. Now, it tells us a little about Isaac. You know what it tells us? Isaac, somewhere, he began very well, but in his old age, he lost it. Okay? He disregarded the prophecy of God. God had said, Jacob is the one who's going to be blessed. He's the one who gets everything. But here Isaac wants to give it to Esau. Do you see that? Yeah, that's what he did. So he disregarded what God had wanted to do. Okay. Now, verse 5 says, Rebekah was listening when Isaac spoke to his son Esau. So when Esau went to the field to hunt for game, she called Jacob and said, Jacob, listen, this is what your dad has said. He wants to eat. Again, another thing about Isaac, all it mentions about him is he was interested in eating. He loved Jacob. He loved Esau because he hunted stuff for him. And now here again, he's going to give him the blessing. He said, listen, before I give you the blessing, let me just eat something. You know, go and hunt and get it. And he said, bring me game and prepare for me delicious food that I may eat it and bless you before the Lord, before I die. And then Rebekah is the great schemer. And she said, this is what you do. Go to the flock, get two of the goats, bring them to me. I will cook them in the way your father likes. All right? And then you go to your father and pretend to be Esau. And you get the blessing. This is a whole Hindi movie drama plot coming in here. Okay? And this is what happens. And so, of course, you know, Jacob says, he's a smart guy. He says, listen, my brother is a hairy man. I don't have hair. You know, of course I'll be found out. I know my dad is blind, but